This week's announcement that scientists have found at least one ivory-billed woodpecker has thrilled conservationists. Birders are especially excited. As for those of us who don't know a jay from a junco, we now turn to Philip Hose. He's the author of The Race to Save the Lord God Bird. Good morning.
Good morning.
From what I now know from our reports, it sounds like this is the equivalent of a real Elvis sighting.
Well, it is. I mean, nobody ever expected a bird that was last for sure seen in the United States in 1944 to resurface. And it simply seems stunning and miraculous that this bird has managed to hold on to breed, to make it in these small populations for so long.
And why is the ivory-billed woodpecker called the Lord God Bird? Lovely expression.
Oh, it is. A researcher in the 30s, James Tanner, listed 18 nicknames that this bird had. People just wanted to name it. But one of them was uttered frequently, I guess, by people who would see this bird tear down through the canopy of a forest and clamp itself to the bole of a tree, and they would say, "Lord God, what a bird."
Well, you know, this discovery, it, of course, has been accepted in a peer-reviewed scientific journal, Science Magazine. But are there still naysayers?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are people who will want to see it themselves before they'll believe it. But I myself believe these reports. I've seen the video. I've heard the double whacks and the cants. And I believe this to be true, and I have a lot of faith in the Cornell lab, and I do believe it.
You know, over the past 60 years since this bird had been thought to be extinct, professionals would scoff when people would come in with sightings, sort of like seeing Bigfoot. Do you wonder now whether some of these people might have been right? They really had seen an ivory-billed woodpecker?
I believe that some of them were right, and it was you know, with a lot of trepidation that anybody said that they saw an ivory-billed woodpecker for all those years, I'm sure there are people who saw it and kept their mouths shut because of the consequences. So, yes.
And if, presumably, there is a bird at least there, and some birds perhaps, could it be that they're not enough to bring back a viable population? I guess what I'm asking is, could this be a terrible situation where the bird was found and just in time to see it go extinct for real?
It could be. Ivory-billed woodpeckers live a while, and this could be the last survivor of a doomed species. I think it's likely that there is a small breeding population somewhere and that it knows how to find those that it needs to find to keep going. But you're right. It could be the last one, and we've been in these situations before at the Singer tract in Louisiana in 1944. That population got down to one female on an ash tree in a place called John's Bayou. And there were birds in Cuba in the mid-80s that, while there were more than one, they were just rocketing back and forth across valleys, not attached to any particular breeding location, not calling. So we've seen this before.
But your hope, I'm guessing, is...
I'm very hopeful. I mean, my wild beating heart just won't stop. This is just wonderful. What a chance.
Philip Hose, thanks very much for talking to us.
Well, thank you.
Philip Hose is the author of The Race to Save the Lord God Bird.